WRKV487 Kimber monitoring.
WRMV624 monitoring. Good evening.
Oh, well, hey there, Steve. How you doing?
I'm tired. All three of the guys came on Monday. We had a great time. Bob left yesterday morning. Another two dudes left this morning. I've been recouping ever since. They bailed about 11. They took me to the Riffle for lunch. And then they went out to cross the bridge to 199 off to Eureka. My friend's cousin hopes to retire in the Fortuna area with his wife, who will retire in about a year. They're going to go explore that area tomorrow and get home eventually.
Well, that sounds like a whole lot. Yep. Glad you had the company and now you get to recover. It's always a recovery time, right?
Well, they're easy keepers, but we kept each other busy, and I was the chief cook and bottle washer. Barb made a big pot of chicken stew, soup kind of stuff, and I made a huge all-inclusive salad, and that lasted us two dinners. I made up a killer breakfast once. We went out to the Big Meadow. I wanted to show them all through Glendale and all that backcountry. Dave loves geology and rocks and the lay of the land. I removed all the equipment from my radio telephone portion of that, which is the plan, which I had mentioned, and, you know, JCE. See, JCE's and adjacent cabin is still on there, so they enjoyed the drive. Dave's, you know, radio geek like me, got to see what it was. And, we played guitar one evening. Greg, hold on. He's been practicing for a long time. He plays leads that are kind of a lot of delay, echo reverb kind of out there over the top, but with energy. He did real good. I was listening to the tape earlier today. I got quite a bit of it. And, I don't remember which song I'd like to be able to tell you. But I played it over and over and over. It was really good. He and I need to do that. We did about 2 hours, like, you know, from 9 to 11 one night. The other two dudes were sitting around thinking it was pretty good.
Oh, gotcha there. Well, it sounds like you had a great time. And looking forward to hearing all your stories about that. I know I will hear that. So, good. All right. And one more thing. I'm sitting there looking west and looking over at all the smoke. Are they doing a controlled burn over there?
Never heard, but the strong assumption that's exactly what it would have been, a prescribed burn. It was too big for someone's leaves and yard. And had it have been uncontrolled, it would be out by now. I haven't looked in a long time, but I saw it, you know, from up here we get a good view. I suppose all is well. Okay, well, part of the drive out and back, I went Glendale out and coming back into Grave Creek. This stretch, it's really tedious driving all that. Anyway, so I wanted to say hi. I'm just now catching up with some family. I sent a couple friends of pictures of this stuff. I guess I'll get something to eat. I'm being lazy, and it feels just fine.
Oh, I love it. You got to be lazy sometimes, you know. You earn it. And, we've been out shopping and doing stuff all day and coming back, and we're going to crash now and just call it a night and just relax. So I hope you enjoy your time, and we'll be talking to you soon, my friend.
Barb's in town from 3 to 9 with an event with her lady friends. And believe it or not, after I listened to that tape for a while, I said, what the heck, this was like an hour and a half ago. I turned on all the amplifiers and the sound system in the room and played through it quite a bit myself just to get the energy out because it hadn't been completely tapered off since they left. It was a good time. Okay, good to hear your voice. More details later, and we'll keep in touch. WRKV 487. I do that a lot. WRMB 624.
Thanks, Steve, and great catching up with you. Yeah, we'll talk soon. All right, WRMB 624. This is WRKV 487. I'll be clear. Good. Good night.